If you're a woman over 40, chances are you have gotten or will get a mammogram this year. Experts believe mammogram screenings can help reduce your chances of dying from breast cancer. But a new report published in the British Medical Journal is casting doubt on the effectiveness of mammograms. Now, before you go cancel that appointment, we're going to talk to Dr. Julie Grelow. She's a medical oncologist who specializes in treating women with breast cancer at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Julie Grelow, hello.
Hi, Marcy. How are you?
I'm fine. What did this report find?
Well, it might be a new publication, but it's a really old study. It's a study from the early 1980s where women were randomized for a five-year time period to get annual mammograms or not. And then after that 5 years ended, women got any standard treatment that was out there, and this was a Canadian study. What the study published was 25-year follow-up of that intervention that happened back in the early 80s and showed that there was no difference in deaths due to breast cancer in either arm of the study, the women who got the mammograms or not. So it's an old study using old technology, and the bulk of the time of the follow-up, women weren't even randomized to the mammography or not. They were getting standard of care, which by the late 1980s in Canada was to get mammograms.
So I'm judging from the way that you're characterizing this, Julie Grelow, that you think that what we saw published this week in the New York Times reporting on this study was, you know, really this is old and not such a great thing.
Well, I think that the discussion about the risks and the benefits, the costs and the harms of mammography is really important and valid. And mammography is far from perfect. So I think discussion is important. But I think there's so much confusion and there was an overemphasis on this trial, which really didn't have much power to show a difference after this long a period of time, given how many people got breast cancer in the interval after they were done with their screening, too, that I don't think that this should make us change our minds. I think an ongoing dialogue about benefits and harms, I think that getting better technology. Mammograms aren't perfect, and they miss some cancers, and we do have some overdiagnosis. So I think it's a good, healthy part of the discussion, but when you put it on the front page of the paper and say there's no good from it, all it does is make women get confused and cancel their appointments, and I don't think that that's the right thing.
We talked earlier today with Dr. Ruth Etzioni, a biostatistician at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center, and she said that this study had been rejected by some journals before it was published in this one. We as consumers don't know the history the way that researchers like Dr. Etzioni do. So how are we supposed to treat popular reporting on subjects like this?
Well, it's a tough one. And I think that by the press reporters who actually look at a balanced, you know, plus and minus of this, you're going to help a lot. I mean, most primary care providers don't understand that either. Most doctors in this country don't understand how the trial was done, what the trial period was, and what the limitations of the study are. I think the American Cancer Society, which has been a long supporter of mammography, what they've said is that overall across all the trials, there's still a 15% reduction in deaths due to breast cancer in women in their 40s, 20% in women in their 50s, and they will take another look across all the studies that have been done worldwide in the near future and make sure that they still feel comfortable with those numbers.
Well, one of the reasons that we wanted to speak with you today was that as a group of women and men sitting around talking about headlines, we looked at this and the first question everybody had was, well, so should we go get a mammogram or not? So what do you say?
I still strongly support that women get annual mammograms beginning in their 40s. Actually, the older you are, maybe the less frequently you need them once you get out in your 60s and 70s. There are more aggressive tumors that grow more quickly the younger that we are. I also strongly support, and at the University of Washington Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, we're working on better technology. We have a new trial that will start in the next month or so looking at what we call three-dimensional tomosynthesis, a 3D mammogram, and automated breast ultrasound as ways of better evaluating women, particularly with dense breasts. And you probably know that just last month we had legislation introduced into our state Senate that it would call for women and the ordering physician to be notified about breast density every time a mammogram was done, saying that women with higher density have higher breast cancer risk. So we need to do better in that group. We need to not just send out a letter once this legislation gets approved that says you have higher risk of breast cancer because you have breasts that are dense, but we need to be able to tell women and their providers what you can do about that. And maybe different technology or different imaging will help with that.
Dr. Julie Grelow is a medical oncologist specializing in breast cancer at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance. Nice to speak with you again.
Great. Thanks, Marcy.
It's The Record with Ross Reynolds. I'm Marcy Silman.